Well, let's go down there right now, Shell Beach in St. Bernard Parish, and let's talk with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Good morning, Robbie. Looks like we got a deep freeze coming, my friend, and we got some breezy weather until then and some rainy weather. I guess the duck hunters are going to be enjoying this final weekend over that way, but, man, doesn't look real good for the fishermen, except for you know what's coming.
Let me say this, Don. You know, this past week wasn't all that bad. They caught a lot of fish this past week. A bunch of fish caught up in the Mystico here from here all the way to Chalmette, did by the wall up there. And it was 50-50, whether it was either on, you know, live shrimp or plastics or jerk baits. I tell you, it was I saw a lot of fish come in this week. And I tell you, I was really shocked. Back up in the Biloxi Marsh, it did the same thing. Fishing behind Bayou Sioux back there, you know, getting up into that cutoff area. We've seen some fish come in from there. But I think after this cold blast comes through, I believe this is going to, well, two things is going to end. I think live, and we're going to still go try, people, but I think it's going to be the end of the live shrimp for the season, and I think it's also going to be the end of a trout bite for a while. Not unless we get a drastic warm up, and you know we have another front coming down behind this front, so it's not looking good for the trout bite after this weekend. Duck hunters are going to be loving it. You know, the wind's blowing pretty good this morning. And you know, Don, if they would leave this season run to the end of the month, it would probably be a little bit better because the ducks, you know, we're just starting to see a few ducks, bigger ducks like gray ducks and Weegians coming down now where we didn't have that. You know, and people were shooting, you know, trash ducks like buffalo heads and bluebills and, dogries and whatever. But, we're just starting to see some good ducks come down right now, and the season's going to close tomorrow. Another thing is, my phone's been blowing up about this. Do we think we're going to have a redfish jubilee at the drawbridge?
Right.
And we talked about this many, many times over the years, Don. You got to have the stars to align to do this. And what I mean by that is you have to have two things. You have to have cold weather, which we're going to get, but you have to have extremely low tide. Now, the tide was all week was rock bottom low, okay? So now that the wind's blowing out the northeast, it came up a little bit. So I don't know if this is all going to play out. Now the wind is supposed to switch back out of the northwest. And, you know, I think the second day of this this cold blast, which would be Tuesday, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Tuesday's going to be the second day of this cold blast, is going to be the day if any redfish show up in that bayou, I think it's going to be Tuesday, not Monday. So, you know, look, I'm just giving you my 2 cents on this whole deal, and I think that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right, Robbie. And again, we want to remind people who want to participate in that, make sure you find a place that, you know, you have permission to fish along the Bayou Lutri, along the docks there. Clean up after yourself. Don't make a mess. The landowners certainly don't appreciate that. And just bring you a handful of dead bait and put it on a jig head or with a weight and fish it dead slow on the bottom. And be careful of your size limits. A lot of those redfish are small that get in there. You got to release them. And be careful of the creel limits because the game wardens know when that happens. And if the fish are in, you know, trapped in there in that deeper water to escape the cold temperatures, the chances of going over the limit of your redfish is there. So they're going to be there. And a lot of times you won't see them in uniform. They'll be fishing there next to you, maybe wearing camo jackets. And next thing you know, they're counting your fish.
They'll be walking around just like you, you know what I mean? They'll be walking around in blue jeans and, just the regular clothes. That's not, you know, you're not going to know who's standing next to you. So be very, very careful, because in the past years of this happening at that drawbridge, we've seen quite a few tickets being, I saw some cars being taken, You know, it's you know, people just doing wrong. I saw a guy with an oyster sack one time with 15 inch redfish in it, and that didn't work out too good. So, you know, just do the right thing, people, if it does happen, and you'll be fine.
All right, anything else before you go, Rob?
No, Don, I think that's pretty much wraps it up. So, you know, we're just going to hunker down. And, oh, look, and if you got an outboard motor and you're leaving it up and you're going to – I know this happened before. I want to just throw this out there. Everybody's got outboard motors, and you know how everybody got them tilted up. When this freeze comes, make sure you go trim that thing all the way down if you can, or let the front of your trailer down so you can tilt that motor down to drain that water out of that lower unit. That's a little bit of water that stays in the bottom of that lower unit, because what happens is that lower unit gets frozen and sometimes they crack. So,
yep.
You know, water, you know, frozen water expands, and when it expands and it can't go nowhere, guess what? You know, I've seen it happen before. Just, you know, wrap your pipes and stay warm, people.
Good advice, Robbie. I got some more tips to add to that coming up shortly, because folks are going to need it. Thanks for your reports as always, Robbie. Let's hope it doesn't cause us any serious problems with this Arctic blast, and we'll be back to talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, we come back after this. The waterfowl report for you duck hunters. Before you get out to your blinds, or if you're leaving now, take your phone with you and listen to us, because the flyover was done probably about a week or so ago, but the information is pretty good, and some of it is pretty positive for the wrap-up of the duck season. I've also got a recipe. You know, I heard Robbie talking about people passing up on those scarp or doe grease. Don't do it. There's a great recipe I've got, and I'll share it with you when we come back right after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.